Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Today, Baltimore Orioles second baseman Brian Roberts talks about the help he needs to live the Christian life.
You have to have your spiritual mentors. You have to have people in your life surround you that you can go to for wisdom, for counsel, for prayer. We're not in this battle alone.
And Joe White shares his heart for reaching men for Christ.
You know, we could end spiritual fatherlessness in America just one man at a time. That is our dream for the new America and the way men would be awakened to the Great Commission.
You'll also learn how FCA is reaching out to the sport of wrestling.
We are in the middle of launching a sports-specific ministry, FCA Wrestling, finding and funding a national director, then seeing that the world of wrestling is impacted for Christ through coaches and athletes.
It's time to get today's program underway. Here's the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
Welcome to Sharing the Victory. We have a great lineup today, and it starts off with our first guest, Brian Roberts, the second baseman of the Baltimore Orioles. In 2007, Brian admitted to a one-time use of steroids. Sharing the Victory magazine editor Jill Ewart recently interviewed Brian. And you got to listen to this. Brian talks to Jill about courage, forgiveness, and what it takes to press on.
Scripture, David, you know, failed publicly. Peter denied Christ. Do you read those stories now with a different heart?
100%. Totally. The greatest figures in the Bible failed miserably. You know, I've been going through the Psalms, and to hear David's cries, here is a man after God's own heart, and to hear him say, God, where are you? Why have you left me? That's what it felt like at times. You know, it felt like you were on your own. But then you read the other Psalms and you hear him saying, God is my refuge, God is my strength. There's no place that I can go that he's not there. And in other times, that was the amazing feeling, was no matter what you're going through, he's there. There's no place you can go to get away and to hide, or that he can't see you, or that he's not involved. And so you understand that God used those people in Scripture for those types of reasons, for the things that we go through in our life, to look and say, you know, it's already been done. It's already been taken care of. All these mistakes that we make, they've already been paid for. It's an amazing thing, I think, when you go through something difficult, when you come out on the other side and look back and say, wow, God's so faithful.
Yeah. Tell me more about what God taught you about his character during that time.
There were a lot of things, but I think certainly one of the greatest aspects to me was that as it says in Scripture, that iron sharpens iron, that two are better than one. You have to have your spiritual mentors. You have to have people in your life surround you that you can go to for wisdom, for counsel, for prayer. That we're not in this battle alone, you know. And the one thing that I really got from this was that when somebody loves you and cares about you the way that we as Christian brothers and sisters are supposed to, you get so much wisdom from that. When I had no idea what to do, God spoke to those people for me, you know, and then they spoke to me and just confirmed what I was thinking or what I might have been praying about. To have your prayers answered, to have God prove so faithful in all of that, to have others write you letters or phone calls and say, I think more of you now than I did before. You know, to know that not your mistake. I don't care about your mistake. We all make mistakes. It's how you handle your mistakes. And through all the negatives, through all the hard times, through the sleepless nights, God proved faithful through it all to come out with a deeper understanding of how powerful and how sovereign God really is in all of this. I understand now what his word is all about, is that in those times, when you are sitting there in your bed at night and you can't sleep and you're opening up God's word and all of a sudden Scripture just comes alive, it's an amazing feeling, you know, and sometimes you have to go through really hard times in order to see that happen. Because when things are just coasting along, sometimes that doesn't happen for you. And as much as we don't want to go through those times, in the end you look back and say, wow, those were the best times of my life, really.
Do you feel like you're on a new level with God now?
In some ways, yeah. I think it's probably true. Just like I said, in the difficult times, that's really when you see how faithful he is. And when the only place that you can get is on your knees. And, you know, I think one of my favorite things that we used to have on our wall at home was the footprints poem or whatever you call it. And, you know, when there's only one set of footprints in the sand, and it's because he's carrying you, because you can't do it alone. And So yeah, I think sometimes that's when you see how faithful and you draw the closest to God in those times.
Well, let's talk about moving on, because I mean, people were telling you, you know, all certain kinds of things, and the enemy was attacking you with you'd never be able to be used in Christian circles again. How do you fight that and keep moving on?
You know, I think for me, the best way to do that was to find some positive way to use this. And, you know, I've had a couple opportunities so far. As I told you, I'm certainly not looking to live in this my whole life. I don't want that to be what people remember me for exactly, but I do want to be able to use it, and I want to have a positive spin on it and a positive light on it. So coming out of it, that was really the first thing I thought of. All right, well, how can we take a negative and turn it into a positive? And it doesn't always give you an opportunity necessarily in a Christian setting, maybe. You know, it could be in a completely secular setting where you're just speaking to kids about something as general as steroids itself. But if you can portray the Christian attitude towards it, then maybe they see something different than they might see in somebody else. So for me, that was really the best way to kind of move forward and try to put it behind you as best as possible was first and foremost to get it out in the open, to be honest, to talk about it, to not hide from it, because the more you hide from it, the worse it gets. So to get it out in the open and then try to use it for something positive and to use it for God's glory was what stuck out in my mind was the best way to move forward.
Yeah. Well, how does reaching out and blessing others and loving others, how does God use that to mold and shape you as a person, as a man of God?
Wow. There's days where I come here and I go 0-for-4, make the last out with a tying run on second, and you think life's over and you think, why God? Why me? Why me? I mean, that's how vain that we are sometimes, you know, and that's how selfish we are. And, you know, I think God has used opportunities like that to show me life is about so much more than baseball. You know, I know I'm going to go through days where you get frustrated or you get mad or you think it's the end of the world. But he's really changed my thought processes, the way I look at things. To walk in and to see a child who has 2 months left to live, or, you know, at Christmas I went to a hospital and was playing Wii with a kid who was gone 2 weeks later. It really puts life in perspective, you know. But it also makes you realize I'm here for him. I'm surrounded by 25 guys every day. My job is to glorify him every second of every day and to plant seeds wherever you are. And you can't do that if you don't stay focused on him all the time. We're all selfish and we all get focused on ourselves too often. But I think he's taught me a lot about that in the last couple years.
That was STV Magazine's Jill Ewart with Baltimore Orioles second baseman Brian Roberts. You know, I love Brian Roberts' confession. You know, if you give your heart to the Lord, I don't care what you've done, God will give his heart to you. He'll forgive you. Clean slate you all. What's better than that? You tell me. FCA has a book on character that we would love to give to everyone who calls in. This book has 16 short studies on character. This would be great for huddles or small group meetings. Call now, and we'll send you a free copy, 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. We're going to continue our series of interviews with regional directors from across America in the FCA ministry. Coming up next is RD Tim Johnson in the Midwest talking about his passion for the sport of wrestling. That's next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Here's a quick hit from San Francisco Giants pitcher Jeremy Affeld.
I make sure when I get up in the morning that I get into the Bible, man. I got to read the Word of God. A lot of how he talks to us is definitely through Scripture. And for me, to build myself up and meditate day and night on that Word, man, that's where success comes from. And he knows the heart of all men, so you don't have to lie. You don't have to be afraid of him. You don't have to try to hide what's really happening.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Sharing the Victory Radio is online anytime at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
One of the more experienced regional directors in America for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is Tim Johnson, the Midwest Regional Director for the Three I's, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. Tim, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Oh, it's always great to hear your voice, Ron. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tim. And you know what? You're definitely one of the veterans of FCA. Another word that seems to strike me when I think of you is wrestling. I mean, you have a great wrestling background. You've broadcasted for a number of years, college wrestling on Iowa Public Television, ESPN, and of course the Midwest is really a hotbed for wrestling. And so talk to us as you combine that love, that passion, that ability that God has given you in that area with coaches, wrestling coaches. What is it that you're really trying to instill, and how do you instill those wrestling coaches with the idea that they need to be doers of the word?
My main message, Ron, is to keep our best in the game, whether it's wrestling or any sport. But in my case, it's just where God has placed me, in the sport of wrestling. And I want the Mark Mannings at Nebraska and the Tom Brands at Iowa and the John Smiths at Oklahoma State, those people who are pouring so much important lessons into our athletes' lives, I want them to stay in the game. You're back into coaching, and I think it's one of the greatest things, because if God's called you into coaching, I know it's a hassle. I know it can take it out of you. Finances may be an issue at various levels, but if FCA can be a part of coming alongside coaches and keeping them where God has called, what a ministry opportunity we have. So that's what I'm trying to do in the sport of wrestling, and we are in the middle of launching a sports-specific ministry, FCA Wrestling, finding and funding a national director, then seeing that the world of wrestling is impacted for Christ through coaches and athletes.
Tim, that's quite a vision. And give me a practical example of what a wrestling coach, let's just say, would do with his athletes to make the connection between Jesus Christ and their actual wrestling performance, practices, and matches.
Well, let's take it right down to what's really happening on our campus. And so you're All-American. It doesn't matter. You're wrestler. Obviously has a drinking problem. And the coach is able to bring him in and say, listen, I'm not for that, but I'm for you. And you cannot battle this thing alone. And in the privacy of your office, they can say, do you know the only thing that I have found that works in my life to overcome the things that I don't want to do is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? You say, well, I'm out at a university. I'm on a public university. I can't do that. You can do that.
Amen.
You can tell people what is working in your lives. And so I'm talking about real life issues that I know coaches have dealt with. And so you have issues where, whether it's their relationship with their girlfriends, whether it's drugs or alcohol, you have the opportunity to share with your athletes who Jesus is in your life, and then to say, I believe that you should check this out. And then you pass them on to FCA on the campuses, like here at the University of Illinois, and Marcellus Casey, the baton is passed to him, and Jesus is shared, and a life is transformed. And then, when you see that you're not defined by whether or not you win an NCAA champion, but on how you live your life and whether you're giving all you've got and whether you're living in a way that pleases the Lord, now you're freed up to be your best. Until you know Jesus, until you know him as your personal Savior, you cannot become all that you can be. So in other words, until a coach is coached up, mature enough, and ready to pray to God that every day God would put in front of him the opportunity to tell his athletes about Jesus, then it's not going to work. So that's the importance of our coaches' Bible studies, of our relationships with our staff, with our coaches, to encourage them to a place of maturity where they will really step out and say, here's what it means to really be a winner.
That's great stuff, Tim. And thanks for being with us today on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Ron.
That was Tim Johnson, the Midwest Regional Director for the FCA, covering Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Up next on Sharing the Victory, one of America's favorite camp guys, Joe White, talking about his passion in reaching men for Jesus Christ. That's next on FCA's Sharing the Victory.
The work of FCA can be summed up in four words: coaches, campus, camp, and community. The four C's are vital in fulfilling FCA's vision of seeing the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of athletes and coaches. There's FCA staff in your area ready to partner with you in seeing this vision through. To find out how you can get involved with FCA in your community, go to FCA.org. That's FCA.org or call 1-866-STV-5031. Here's a quick hit from former gold medal Olympic swimmer Josh Davis.
Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, we should kind of be aware of what we're eating, what we're drinking, how we're sleeping, how we're taking care of ourselves. And then there's another aspect of that where we really need to guard our hearts and protect our souls. We need to treat people right. We need to live life with purity so that we have a holiness about us, that we are equipped and strengthened to serve as God would call us to serve.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm your host, Ron Brown. Our next guest is Joe White, the president of Kennecup Camps in Southern Missouri. Joe has great insight and a powerful passion for men to know Jesus, and that's what I asked him about as we began the interview. You know, Joe, you have a heart for men, and one of the things that's kind of been hitting me lately is that really the most powerful creatures on the planet are not elephants, they're not tigers, they're not whales, they're really men, for good, bad, or ugly. We've seen men do things in this world that have been atrocious and influence people in such a negative way, but we've also seen some incredible things in terms of influential leadership out of a man. God made men and women equal, but he's given a special role in terms of the leadership of a man. Could you talk to us a little bit about, in the sports world, how you are trying to develop men through sports so that they can lead powerfully for Jesus?
Well, you know, Ron, over the years, I did 85, you know, Promise Keeper events, and it was awesome to see, you know, a couple hundred thousand men come to the cross and give their lives to Jesus in those years. But it really happened to me in a prison in Marion, Ohio, where I got to work with 1,400 inmates, mostly guys who'd been locked away for years. And I saw a prison that had been transformed by discipleship. And seven men had gone into this prison, and had each taken one guy and had loved that guy to Jesus until he was ready to love another man to Jesus. And then they had 14 guys. And, Ron, you can go check this out in Marion, Ohio. But in 7 years, that prison had become completely transformed from top to bottom. And so God spoke to my heart and said, Joe, our nation, our coaches, our FCA leaders, our youth leaders, our men in the church pews, all need to have a Timothy in their life. Mm-hmm. So that discipleship wasn't just reserved for the FCA leader, but it was for every man in every church that he would have a fatherless guy in his life. Mm-hmm. And he would be that man's coach, if you would. Mm-hmm. And we would empower every guy that was willing to partner with us. And now, Ron, is playing out in 48 cities across the country, these Paul-Timothy intentional relationships, so that one day, you know, we could end spiritual fatherlessness in America. Just one man at a time. Ron, that is our dream for the new America and the way men would be awakened to the Great Commission.
Well, Joe, man, I tell you what, I really appreciate that heart because we do believe, we agree with you here that a man has a great deal of influence and power. I remember a lot of men are out there benching themselves right now. There's a lot of guys listening right now as we talk, Joe, who've just said, you know, I've done too much wrong. God could never use me. But we're here to say that, no, God has called you into the realm of powerful influence. He will forgive you of your sins. He'll restore you. He'll ignite you to launch Jesus across the planet.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you're right. I mean, you know, Jesus gave the Great Commission in Matthew 19, but God gave the Man Commission in Isaiah 6. And boy, Ron, you know, when years ago when Bud Wilkinson was doing this thing with OU and they were winning all the games, they asked Bud Wilkinson, describe modern-day football. And he said, modern-day football is 22 men on the field desperately needing a break and 22,000 men in the stands desperately needing exercise. And that's a picture of the church. You know, you've got the FCA leaders, you've got the pastors, the Sunday school teachers who are just working like crazy, and the church full of men who all need to be players and are really all called to be Great Commission disciple makers, but have never heeded the call. And so as men at the cross, you know, it gets to partner, you know, with ministries and cities around the country, we see the 22,000 out of the stands come to the field and become players in the Great Commission. And Ron, when it happens, you wouldn't believe the eyes of these men. You know, every man needs a posthole digger. You know, every man needs a skill saw. Every man needs a chain. Everybody needs a tool. And when you give a man a tool that he can effectively be a Great Commission player, it changes the whole church, as you see men in the pews with Timothy sitting by their side.
Wow.
You see them with fatherless kids sitting by their side in the church. Mm. And you know that that man is discipling that young man and getting him ready to be a Timothy himself.
Joe, I just feel led to close our interview with just a brief prayer for our men who are listening across this nation right now. If you could join me here, I'll just pray. Father, we thank you for what you've done and what you have commissioned for men. And Father, for all the men that are listening right now, I just pray, Lord, those who know you as Savior and Lord, any of us who have benched ourselves because of our sin, Father, may we come clean with you today. May you just draw us back into the game. May we know that you are on the pursuit for us, just like you were for Peter, God, as you showed up on the seashore that day and recalled him back into a powerful ministry. Lord, may that be us today. We just want to say we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Appreciate you, Ron.
Thank you, brother. That's Joe White, the director of Kennecup Camps in Southern Missouri, well-known author, speaker, with us today on Sharing the Victory. Next on tap is FCA President Les Steckel with Coach's Corner. Les will be sharing some thoughts about the life of Daniel in the Bible. Don't turn that dial.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at fca.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at fca.org. That's fca.org. Join us for a special 4th of July program next weekend on Sharing the Victory. You'll hear from 3-time Super Bowl champion Chad Hennings, who served in the Air Force, and Cleve McClary, who left his college coaching career to volunteer for the Marines and ultimately serve in the Vietnam War. You'll be inspired by this patriotic program, so make sure you join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown back with you on Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Steckel.
This month, we've been looking at godly heroes of the Old Testament, men whose acts of faith teach us rich lessons, even to this day. We've learned valuable life lessons so far from Joseph and Noah. Today, we'll look at the life of Daniel. No matter how much you know about the Bible, almost everyone knows the story about Daniel in the lion's den. Many also recall the story of Daniel's three friends who were thrown into a fiery furnace because they chose to worship God and not bow down to a 90-foot high golden statue. Daniel and his friends, of course, survived both of those horrible ordeals because of God's protection in response to their faithfulness. As a result of their faith, the powerful king Nebuchadnezzar decreed all the people of Babylon would thereafter bow down only to the God of Daniel. As unimaginable as these trials were that Daniel faced, Daniel also experienced adversity early in his life. The first chapter of the book of Daniel tells us that Daniel was one of the young men taken captive when King Nebuchadnezzar seized Jerusalem. Daniel was one of several intelligent and handsome young men chosen by the conquering king to be brought to Babylonia. They were to be renamed and forced into training in a new culture and faith in order to serve the king. The destruction of his hometown and the likely death of the rest of his family, followed by a forced 500-mile march to Babylonia, must have been enormously painful to Daniel. Perhaps he thought that going along with all the wishes of his captors might ultimately bring him relief from this pain. But Daniel chose to remain faithful to God in all matters. He would not violate the dietary laws of his people and defile himself with the foods of pagan Babylon. He would not soften the word of the harsh future for Nebuchadnezzar that God revealed to him. And Daniel would not accept the rewards that Belshazzar offered if he could interpret the strange handwriting on the palace wall. Through each of these trials that Daniel experienced, he remained faithful to the Lord, and the results were that God was exalted, and the false gods of Babylon were shown to be powerless. God is still always looking for men and women who will fully trust in him, regardless of the perceived dangers of acknowledging him publicly. The Lord doesn't promise that we will not have such trials come our way, but he does pledge to be with us in the midst of our greatest challenges. One of my favorite parts of Daniel is the story of his three friends being thrown into the furnace and what and who the king saw as he peered in to observe what was happening. Although he had ordered the furnace to be 7 times hotter than usual and the three friends were thrown in, tied together, the king was shocked to observe the men were unharmed and untied, and walking among them was a fourth man who looked like the son of the gods. Yes, I believe it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who was with these faithful men in the furnace. The king then ordered the three friends to come out of the furnace and declared to the entire nation that there was no other God on earth that could save the men in that way. This is Coach Les Stuckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, saying that just as it was thousands of years ago for Daniel and his friends, the Lord will be with you even in the midst of whatever you fear the most. Don't fear, but do trust in him fully and always. The Lord God alone can save. God bless.
Thanks, Coach. On next weekend's program, we're going to be celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, better known yet as freedom for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And we'll be talking with a great military and former football hero, Chad Hennings, along with Susan Bumpus, the wife of our own Bill Bumpus. Susan has an amazing story regarding the military and her dad. And that all-time soldier favorite of mine, Cleve McClary. You can't miss this guy. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Earlier in the program, Ron mentioned our free offer this week, Team Studies on Character. This book identifies character qualities that will make a winning difference in your life and on your team. Give us a call right now and we'll send you a free copy. Our toll-free number is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can also reach us at our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. Click on Contact Us. You'll find a place to leave us a message. Just let us know you would like the book, Team Studies on Character. We're so glad you joined us today, and we hope you'll be back next week for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.